Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about the relationship between Europe and Israel and the future of Europe. Be with us. It's going to be really interesting. Nitza, please. Over time, the relationship between Europe and the Jews took on different forms. On previous shows, we said that it was at first a trade-based relationship, especially around money and management. Later on, Judaism, with the help of the Torah, one might say, gave Christianity to the world. And for many years, for the past 2,000 years actually, it was a complicated relationship, a hate-admiration kind of relationship. And on this show, we'd like to focus on what's going on today in Europe and the future of Europe, which is kind of worrying at the moment, and also the situation of Jews in Europe. And we see that the attitude of Europe towards Jews isn't that great. It seems that anti-Semitism ended several years ago, and suddenly we see that there is a strong surge in anti-Semitism, and also that Europe is really shook up by the immigrants crisis, refugee crisis, the relationships there. In a turmoil. My question is, how do you see Europe's state due to all that's been said? If we'll try to explain this rationally, we'll stumble upon such questions that we'll find no answers for, so much so that it simply seems irrational what the Europeans did, how they did it, how they were fascists, socialists, this, that, haters of the East, opposers of other religions, suddenly the way they accept, for example, Islam. It's completely unclear. And not only that they accept it, but they yield to it. They themselves are willing to convert to Islam. And see how it happens. And suddenly the mayor of London and many other positions that are taken by Arabs. And I heard that not long ago, a mosque was built in a very central place, and now there is another mosque built next to it in the center of London. What I want to say is that there's a certain direction here that we don't understand. And I don't want to hang it on some group that wants to do things in a certain way, but I see it as the law of nature, that this is how it evolves. But the interesting thing is how weak Europe is, that a few million immigrants entered the continent and it accepts them, and there's a struggle about accepting more and more, except for a few countries that don't want it because they had enough with the Russian invasion, so therefore they don't want anything of the kind. It's still pretty fresh in their memories, the entire matter. But everyone else, France is willing to accept more, and Spain, and this is really how it goes. Now there's talk about a second wave that's really, it's on the threshold, and from Pakistan, Afghanistan, from all those countries, and massively millions more will enter Europe. It's really something that is being talked about openly, that this is how it's going to be. And there's nothing that can be done. In the past, they wanted to somehow stop it, put up barriers, but no, today nothing. And what we see is that something interesting happened here, that the immigrants, they demand to be paid. They demand some kind of compensation, and they send their children to study, along with their children being very devout, devout Muslims, in regard to all the laws that Islam requires of a person to keep. They also send them to study in different universities, and they're accepted at universities, and they're given scholarships and whatnot. And we see that when they finish university, many years went by already, they go to work in pretty good places. They get good positions, and we see how they help each other to advance and to enter the depth of European society, so much so that they become lawyers, politicians, sociologists, doesn't matter, even doctors, even whatever. The main thing is that it is related to social life. And we see how it works. Besides, what's interesting is, in the United States, this is something that you can see more than in Europe, that universities accept donations. And so they give them donations. And they donate in the following way. They say, we donate on condition that you make so and so many places for studying and such faculties and so on. And the university does it because it's interested. And so what follows is that today, suppose after 10, 15 years, we see that everyone in the universities is anti-Israeli. Everyone. And they're even anti-Semites. And they don't hide it. And in the university, there's no place for Jews. And neither for academic staff, professors, that have a more liberal opinion. And it was all cleaned until it reached a state where everyone finishes the university as anti-Semites, anti-Israelis, and furthermore, that they convert to Islam. It's worthwhile. Because they feel how it stands behind you. They have power, money, ideology, a promise for this life, a promise for the next life. Compared to churches, they're very strong. And therefore, the younger generation, they're entirely with them. I'm talking about Europeans. And therefore, what is there to say about the future of Europe and its relationship with Israel? They are all in favor of canceling Israel altogether. It's still impossible to talk about canceling Judaism because it's a religion. But Israel as a country, yes. Yes, Israel as a country for sure, that all of Europe can say openly that they're against it, and the delegitimization of Israel is something that's going on very openly, that there's no place for such a country, state, and for such a people, but they should be dispersed around the world the way it was. One way or another, we see that this entire state, this entire experiment, didn't pan out well, neither for them nor for the rest of the world, only problems and disputes. This is actually the current attitude of Europe to the state of Israel. They erase Israel off maps, they write Palestinian territory, and so on. So the relationship between Europe that's developing in the direction that you're talking about in Israel is worsening. Yes. Israelis, even an Israeli delegation, can't be accepted anywhere. People are afraid to be seen with them, talk to them, show that there is any kind of relationship with them. Again, from your point of view, the influence of the processes that are going on in Europe, does it influence Israel? No. It only influences Israel in a very bad way, meaning that also in Israel, all the universities also became anti-Israeli, anti-Zionistic, just like in Europe. Meaning, we caught it too. You bet. Meaning, we got from Europe and from the United States their attitude toward the State of Israel in a very precise way. And therefore, today, in universities, you can't find anyone who speaks in favor of Israel. And against something of the kind. Simply doesn't exist among academics. And of course, this influences the students too. Meaning, the next generation finishes university with the opinion that it's necessary to cancel the state, that it's only something that's harmful. First of all, it sounds bad. Now, the question is there some other kind of scenario that can happen? Because what you described is what happens naturally, that Europe is gradually converting to Islam, it becomes more and more anti-Semitic. Even here in Israel, we start accepting this kind of attitude. Plenty of people in Israel also think that, what are we doing here? We're just standing in everyone's way, in the way of the nations of the world. If there were some quiet, remote place, we'd escape there. But there is no such thing. And today, there's a more cosmopolitan attitude, approach, everything's open, we can live anywhere. The problem is that we can't live anywhere. This is something that we yet have to learn, especially in the upcoming years, that if you're Jewish, not even an Israeli, you can't go anywhere and live wherever you want. But all the entrances and exits will be closed before you. If you'll be given some place, you'll say thank you and you'll pay for it dearly. Now, in this point that you're describing, which is worrying, which is a certain scenario, can there be a different kind of scenario that can change the future of Europe and Israel? It's only on condition that Israel changes. If Jews will change, then they can change this reality. But if they don't change, then reality will continue, this kind of reality will continue until Jews will learn, not in a good, but in a bad way, through great suffering, third and fourth world war, very severe blows, and so on. When you look at Europe from your special angle, at Europe, at its place on the map of the world, things going on in Europe, do they somehow affect, influence the rest of the world? Yes and no. Still, Europe is, let's put it this way, is a pot cooking on a strong fire. Whereas the rest of the places, there it's happening more modestly. What, in Australia and New Zealand, you don't have that? You do, but it's all quiet, it's all courteous. In South America, it's not that developed yet. China, India, and so on, they're still sleeping relatively. The Arab countries were not taking them into account because there everything's obvious what's going on, everything's scrutinized. Because if we try to examine the relationship between Israel and Europe, it's no longer Europe anymore. It's not Europe. It's modern Islam that's very strong, very smart, very powerful, that woke up from its sleep of more than 2,000 years, it can say, and that's invading Europe, conquering it, because there everything's ready for a good life, everything's arranged. And so the only thing they have left to do is to come and take. And they're more cunning, and they very quickly learn from the Europeans how to do it. And they've built such a system, smart system, of how to conquer Europe without using force, without pressure, but by this kind of invasion through universities, through different places, quiet kind of conquering. Yeah, they don't have to kill Europeans. Jews, they can kill, the Europeans will agree. But they don't need to kill the Europeans because who's going to work? On one of our shows, you described that Europe's attitude towards Jews at a certain period was that they were like a bone stuck in the throat, because it was clear they finished their work, Europe's advancing already, we don't need the Jews, we can throw them out. And from that point on, they started hating them. This was about 100 years ago. Yeah. What kind of hate is turned right now by Muslim Europe towards Israel? There are those that would rationally say that it's because of Israel's policies and... No. Irrelevant. It's clear to us that even if we leave this place, mankind needs someone to beat up, to yell at, to blame for everything. It has nothing to do with the existence of the State of Israel, even though that today we as if have anti-Semitism and anti-Israelism. And it's not polite to talk about anti-Semitism, because how's that possible? Also, Arabs say, we're not anti-Semites, we're anti-Israelis. So the whole world is using this new definition of anti-Israelism. But clearly that it's unrelated to the state itself. Because no one needs this piece of land. Meaning, of course, they take it. But this isn't what the struggle's about. It's like we see how the Arab world is burning, for example, and there are explosions in it all the time. They can't have it any other way. For them, it's considered a normal life. Jews, they want for things to be quiet and safe and clear and a good earning for today, for tomorrow. Islam doesn't really demand that. It doesn't position a person to be calm. Look what happens in their villages, how they kill each other. They hate each other more than they hate Jews. This is how it's set by Providence. So what hope is there? The hope is clear. Our only hope is for the Jewish people to understand that because they're behaving towards each other incorrectly, by that they create these waves of hate all around the world, and therefore until Jews connect with one another and learn how to be together in a good and nice way, the hate in the world will not calm down, and we will get these waves of hate all the time. And the future is that we will reach a worse state than how things were in the Holocaust. It's all the time headed in that direction. So what's the hope? The only hope is for the Jewish people to understand their destiny, what they have to do, and that they'll come to what it says in the Torah, that they have to help each other, and that we have to reach a state where all of Israel are friends. And from that you come to love another as yourself. Another is the entire world altogether, but let's start with ourselves, that we have to reach love of others. Meaning, in order to reach love of others, I have to correct my own nature. Because I'm born and I develop naturally by my corporeal nature in a way that we hate others. We take only ourselves into consideration and we want to use the other. And here I have to do the very opposite, that I reach a state where I connect to the other so much that I use myself in order to benefit the other. That's called love. So, to reach what the Torah demands of us, love another as yourself. That's the great rule of the Torah. Meaning, without that, it's impossible to advance to anything. And I don't see it in Israel, among any ethnical group, among any branch in society, neither among the religious or the secular, that they talk about the love of Israel, about love of others. And suppose there will be love here among the Jewish people. How will that influence Europe? It'll immediately influence them because all of mankind exists in the single mechanism. And if the people of Israel, the Jewish people, set as their goal to achieve connection between all parts of the nation, to be as one man and one heart, then that will influence all other nations, because we are the essence, the foundation of all nations. So once we do it, also the rest of the world will have the same inclination wanting to do it. And what will they talk about in European universities? What will they talk about? What will they study, learn, talk? They'll immediately feel that they have to talk about it in the opposite way, in favor of Israel. Why? They will feel that it's really something that comes from the depth of nature, and that they accused the Jews for thousands and thousands of years that the Jews are not doing something that's important for everyone. Now the Jews started doing what's important for everyone. Oh, now we'll get plenty and abundance from them. This is what we always expected, only we didn't know how to get it out of them. Now they themselves want to develop the matter and give us plenty and abundance. How will this influence Europe if there will be such a change, a connection among the Jewish people? Because previously we depicted Europe in a certain direction. By our connection, we will cause everyone else to connect, regardless of their religion or nationality. But people will start to connect, to unite. What kind of relationship will there be between the Europeans and Muslim immigrants? A normal one? No one will stand in the other's way. This is how it's going to be all around the world until the borders will be canceled, and also Trump will cancel his famous wall. Will the process of Islamization continue? No. It's going to be a different religion, a religion of connection, where love covers for all crimes. This is the true religion. It's also the true Judaism that we yet have to discover. Meaning, the violent motive that exists in religions, like it was all throughout the generations, like we saw religious wars throughout the generations and so on, religions will know how to comprehend each other or what. Yes, religions will help each other to reach the one religion, the understanding of the Creator, of nature. So even if Islam continues to spread, it's not a problem, because once it's not violent, everyone will balance out to this single point between everyone of love of others. And all religions, as Balasulam writes, can remain because it'll remain like a club that doesn't separate people, but it gives them like when you go to a concert. So you can go into some church, meaning then we will understand that it's a certain expression that the Creator gave to different nations in order to turn to Him. This still demands scrutiny, but this is actually how it is. That at the essence of these religions, there is no hate. Only afterwards it developed because the Jewish people did not keep what they had to keep. So, if to conclude the hope you talked about, it's focused on something very specific, that if here in Israel we'll begin a process of, how you put it, connection and coming closer despite all the differences, it'll spread like waves all around the world, including Europe, and will calm down all the conflicts there, even between the immigrants and the Europeans. Everyone will calm down and will be happy. Are you optimistic, Dr. Lightman? Of course, this is why I live and act. We wish you all the best. We're with you. Thank you very much. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.